we're seeing this more and more, that people are sneaking out on Thursdays. Of course, you know, a lot more people are working from home anyway, so maybe we're not going to notice it. But yeah, AAA says if you didn't hit the roads already today, this morning, before 6 a.m., wait until after 9 o'clock tonight to try to get to your destination and start that road trip. The worst time for the highway is between 1 and 8 o'clock this evening. So, you know, try to schedule accordingly.
Even with the high price of gas here, which is really the highest we've seen since 2008, 14 years ago, when it was about $4.25, I remember that very, very clearly. I actually traded in a SUV at the time to get a more economical car because I wasn't going to pay $4.25. But guess what? I have the SUV now, and I'm paying $4.70. So go figure, right? Go figure.
Traded in for a bicycle at this point. Yeah,
that's very, very true. So
yeah,
I mean,
$4.67 the average now in New Hampshire. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. So are people? I mean, do they care about the gas prices? Are they traveling anyway, or are we doing the staycation thing now?
You know, they've put a name on it. They're calling it revenge travel. We are going to get back at COVID and this pandemic, darn it all, and we are going to travel, and we are paying the price. We're paying $4.67 a gallon. We're paying $160 more for an average plane ticket domestically, about $450 for a plane ticket this weekend, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
But we are just dedicated to going. More than 39 million people traveling this weekend.
Where are they going, pretty much? Where are the hot destinations?
Yeah, domestically, heading down to Orlando, Florida. Seattle, Washington is number two on the list. I think they start the Alaska cruise season this weekend. That's why, because Vancouver is also pretty high on the list. Is number one internationally, is Vancouver. Miami is also in the top three, Vegas and Anaheim, California. So it sounds like theme parks and casinos and resort hotels will be popping this.
So do we just don't care about paying all this price for gas and airline tickets? You say it's revenge travel and things like that from coming out of COVID, but everybody can't afford to go, I would imagine, right?
Well, no, you know, we're not back to pre-pandemic levels of travel, but a lot of people are sitting on a house that's a lot more valuable than it was. Maybe they're tapping into some of that equity to make these things, to check off things on the bucket list. You know, because again, the other international destinations, Dublin, Ireland, Paris, France, Rome, London, Cancun. So, you know, a lot of people are just eager to get out and, you know, take advantage of the fact that this pandemic essentially, for many people, coming to an end as the school year is also coming to an end.